Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Good morning. I'm Randy Naughton at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. St. Louis police released surveillance video in a deadly shooting Tuesday morning. Police say the man in the video targeted 31-year-old Trey Neal. He was shot and killed at the intersection of Dr. Martin Luther King Drive and Arlington Avenue. This shooting and others nearby prompted a daycare to close early on Tuesday. Anyone with information on this shooting is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 866-371-3255. Tips. Illinois health officials report a fifth person has died in the state from vaping. The patient was in the hospital with a lung injury linked to e-cigarettes. 187 people have reported lung injuries in Illinois after vaping. The Blues, wearing their 90s throwback sweaters, hosted Calgary last night. First period action, the Blues' third line scores. Robert Thomas passes to Zach Sanford for the goal, put the Blue Note on top 1-0. Then in the second, Sanford again getting the puck. Nice pass to Oscar Sundquist, who scores on the breakaway. They go on to crush the Flames 5-0. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, we start the day with mostly cloudy skies and temperatures in the upper 30s. Highs today only get into the mid-40s. Tonight, a late mix of rain and possibly some light snow by morning. Saturday will start cloudy with a patchy light mix of rain and snow, which will end by noon. High temperatures will reach the low 40s. Sunday looks nice with partly cloudy skies and temperatures in the 50s.